Hey, this is Plague Podcast Episode 1, and the first topic we're going to discuss today is the fact that Donald Trump has called himself a nationalist, and how the media absolutely flipped their lids. It was quite funny to watch Don Lemon, somewhat puzzled that a diplomatic leader, a president, could actually take pride in one's nation. It's almost like these globalist NPCs have been taught only one thing, and that's to push the same narrative that you shouldn't be proud of your country, and that you should hate your country. But it's wrong. Donald Trump is perfectly right to call himself a nationalist. And if you disagree with that, you have an inherent problem with this country. You should take pride in your nation. You should want your nation to succeed above others. You shouldn't push for this globalist agenda that, oh, everybody has to succeed. We are the important ones because you live in this nation and you have a duty and responsibility to take pride in it and to take care of it. And to also pick the governance you want. The midterms are coming up right now. And do you want a party, the Democrats, do you want a party who condemned him calling himself a nationalist, who condemned Donald Trump for taking pride in his own nation? That is not a party I want to vote for. I'm not going to vote for the Democrats. I'm voting straight Republican this year. This is the first time I've ever voted. I am 18. This will be the first year I've ever voted, and I plan on doing early voting. And that's how angered I am by the Democratic Party. And Donald Trump calling himself a nationalist and standing for this country is a big boost to my enthusiasm about this administration currently and why we need to keep control of the House and the Senate. Because if we lose control of the House and the Senate, the Democrats, who are pushing a very globalist, open borders agenda, will get their say in a lot of things. And they're going to push for open borders, abolishing ICE, and maybe even impeachment of the president. And I'm not going to stand for that. And I hope you don't stand for that either. It is really a big globalist agenda, and that's why they attacked him for coming out as a nationalist and saying that he's a nationalist. And if you somehow have inner hatred towards Donald Trump for calling himself a nationalist, you have self-hate of your own country. And you need to rethink what you're doing with your life. You should be proud of this nation. And I'm glad Donald Trump's proud of this nation. Now, the second topic we're going to move on to, because this is going to be a long one, is the topic of the migrant caravan. Now, this migrant caravan has gotten between estimates of 7,000 to around 14,000 migrants. And there also could be a second one coming right behind it. And it's about principle. It's about obeying the laws that are already on the books. If they truly wanted to seek asylum, these migrants, they would have went to Mexico and the UN ambassadorship there, and they would have declared asylum in Mexico. They wouldn't have tried doing it in the United States. They're 1,000 miles out right now. They could go to Mexico and declare asylum. There are plenty of countries willing to accept refugees from Central America. They have a program at the United Nations to do so. But no, what these migrants want to do is they want to come to America. And I don't blame them. America is the richest nation in the world and is by far the best nation in the world to live in. And there's a lot of opportunity. But to disobey the laws and then expect to be allowed into the country that you're wishing to be in is almost crazy and completely idiotic. We should not allow these people in. They are unvetted, uneducated, poor, and a threat to national security. They're not going to provide a benefit to our economy. They're going to lower wages, get on government assistance, and take up the education system. We have, okay, in Texas alone, there's 1 in 5 students cannot speak English. This is a problem. This gets to the whole point of why are we allowing so many people who are uneducated, poor, and don't even share our culture or values? Why are we doing this? Is it self-hatred? Because we shouldn't be allowing these people in. They don't share our values. they're willing to break down our borders like they did with Mexico, and they're willing to invade this country. That's not somebody or some people we should let in. And Donald Trump is taking a stand at it, and Republicans are taking a stand at it. And they're getting flack for it, because the media is going, oh, you're too inhuman. But it's not inhuman, it's a moral principle that you cannot invade our country and expect to get our sympathy. You cannot march in a straight column up to our border and expect sympathy when you're trying to break down the fence. This is about principles. This is about law and order. And the Democrats have been on this track of open borders and abolishing ICE. They're actually declaring that that's the policies they want. They call it compassion, but I don't think Molly Tibbetts' death was very compassionate. And I think the people who say it's compassionate have no idea what they're talking about. American jobs are being lost, and wages are being lowered because someone who is unskilled at labor and who is uneducated is willing to work longer hours, work for less money, and do the job almost as similar as an American who is uneducated. It's taking jobs from Americans, and it's lowering wages. They are a detriment to our civilization and society. California, which I think is where the migrants are heading to, has the largest homeless population in its state. And to allow these people who are, I'm assuming, dirt poor, to allow these people to come into America, and particularly California, and give them free healthcare, education, and housing, which housing probably won't happen, but to give them free healthcare and education is to basically make the state go bankrupt. California is already getting to the point of bankruptcy. And we shouldn't have to bail them out for it. They've made these foolish mistakes. But to get to the point is we should not accept people based off of feelings. We should accept them based off of merit and actual factual basis. We should not be accepting people who are poor and uneducated, who will not provide benefits to society. We should only accept those who will provide long-term benefits, people who are educated and who live in civilized cultures. And I don't find it very civilized when people are trying to bust down the gates of our nation to get in. I don't find that quite civilized. And yes, you've seen from the cable news anchors, oh, look at these children, they're just trying to come in. And the column of migrants has put the women and children in front so the Mexican authorities would not stop them because for fear of hurting the children. That's using human shields. That is morally wrong in itself. But CNN went on a big spiel about how it's immoral to basically not let these people in. But I find it quite immoral that CNN pushes that and then says that Molly Tibbetts' death, she was just some girl in Iowa, right? It's wrong. We should care about American citizens and put American citizens above migrants coming to this country. We should care about what the American people want. And the American people do not want mass migrants breaking down our borders. We've seen what's happened in Europe. We do not want that to happen here. We do not want NGOs bringing up mass migrants to come and break down our borders and change our culture. This also goes to the demographics issues, because our changing demographics are reshaping our culture and are probably leading to the detriment of Western civilization. You've seen what's happened in Sweden. They have these things called no-go zones. And a no-go zone is where the police and the fire departments and the ambulances are afraid to travel in these neighborhoods for fear of being beaten or killed or stabbed. That is a horrible thing when the police department is afraid to go into these neighborhoods. And these neighborhoods are migrant dominated. And to say that it's moral for us to import parts of Pakistan or import parts of Central America to our place and put it in America and make little El Salvador in our country is weird. It's just wrong. It's kind of crazy to assume that we should allow tons of people who don't share our values Have you seen the way El Salvador has crime rate out the wazoo and how it has gone completely downhill? One-third of El Salvadorians live in the United States. They are a population, they're a diaspora population. And to continue to allow mass migrants to come in is changing our very culture by nature. And I get it, corporations are pushing this mass migration thing because they want cheap labor. And that's all these people are being used for. They could actually stay in their countries and make them better places, but the globalists choose and want these people to migrate because they prey on their hopes so they can get cheap labor and easy votes. This is what the Democrats and the globalists are doing. And that's it. That's all these people are being used for. This caravan was used to basically raise up another issue, which I think it still favors Republicans, but even leftist groups may have actually funded this caravan. Now, that's not got any evidence to it, but the leader of the caravan, the one that got arrested, happened to be quite a leftist himself and a political activist. I don't think that the immigration issue bodes well for the Democrats, because most Americans have a nationalist tendency to want to protect their nation over the feelings of a few migrants. And I think this is what's showing in the poll numbers, because as of right now, early voting is tightened up and Republicans are leading in a few states in early voting. Now, it's early voting, and it doesn't show the actual true effect of the election, but it's a good sign for Republicans. And to be afraid, and to be afraid in general of expressing nationalist sentiments, that I do not want a million unvetted migrants coming to my neighborhood and tearing it apart, that's not inherently racist. You should not be afraid to express and share a piece of your mind with them. The Democrats should not be pushing this issue. They are, and they're going to get burnt by it. And this also ties into Donald Trump declaring himself a nationalist, because his immigration policy protects Americans, and it prevents American jobs from being taken by migrants, and it prevents American jobs from being taken by uneducated people who lower the wages. And it protects people like Molly Tibbetts, who passed away because she was killed by an illegal immigrant. It would protect people like her. And that's why I'm okay with Donald Trump and Republicans saying, hey, nationalist may be a scary word, but we're protecting you, and we're going to actually do things, and these Democrats here are going to sit on their butts and do absolutely nothing. I'm perfectly fine with Republicans standing up for themselves and actually doing something. This is time for action. This is time for political action, and it's time to be blunt. It's to say that, hey, we do not want to stand with the globalist policies that have hurt the worker, this nation, and everybody in between. As you can tell by the African-American community statistics, Donald Trump's policies have helped them. African-American unemployment is its all-time lowest. Young African-American men have been employed at their unemployment rate is down to a 19% low. That's the lowest it's ever been. And this is a good thing, because it's getting people off the streets and out of gang activity. Donald Trump's approval rating amongst blacks might actually increase because he's doing things in a nationalist sentiment and he's protecting their voice. And just the same with the legal Hispanic community, he is protecting their interests because the people, the illegal migrants that keep coming in here, are the ones that hurt them the most in their community. And he is standing up for them and saying, no, I will not allow the globalist agenda to take over our communities and overrun our culture. And this is what he should do. And this is the point. And this is why, you see, to my final point, polls are tightening. You are seeing in the 60 open house races, they have tightened. They are within the margin of error. Republicans have gotten some enthusiasm in these districts. Now, on the generic ballot, the Democrats do lead massively, but there's a distinction between the generic ballot and specific House races, because a generic ballot is about people overalls, their overall enthusiasm, which is high, because a lot of people in California and New York, mainly a very large liberal state, they are very enthusiastic because they hate Donald Trump's guts. Well, that doesn't mean that necessarily the person in Ohio that's supposed to be voting for the Democrats because he's enthusiastic, he might not be enthusiastic to vote for the Democrats. So it might not pan out for them in certain districts, and Republicans might actually hold on to the House by barely any seats, which is a good thing. It'll prevent this long, drawn-out impeachment trial, and it will be a good thing for the country. And I hope it happens. I hope Republicans hold on to the House and the Senate. Now, the Senate is it's locked tight Republican. I couldn't see the Democrats actually winning it. It would have to be a very, very, very good night for them. They would have to turn out. Now, turnout is high in early voting, but Republicans have shown that they are willing to turn out early and vote. And I actually plan on voting early soon myself. So I suggest you go out into the polls and go vote. Vote your values. Vote strong American values. And the only party that is pushing strong American values is the Republican Party. The Republican Party is pushing values that Americans enjoy. The nationalist sentiment of having pride for your nation is a good thing. And the Republicans are showing that. And that's a great, great thing. Now, I'm going to move on to the final point. This is my final point of this podcast. It's going to be on the recent news that there was packages, bombs, that were sent to Hillary Rodham Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, George Soros, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. All of them are liberal progressive activists. And they're big politicians. George Soros is one of the biggest political donors for the Democratic Party. Now, why is this a big thing in the news? Well, because the media, the progressive globalist media, is using this to bash Donald Trump because of his rhetoric at certain rallies. They're using this to bash him for his rhetoric. Even though they've been the ones that have been saying remain uncivil and kick them when they're low, and that I don't think we can go back to civility until we win the election. And, what was Nancy Pelosi's comment? If there's collateral damage to people who don't share our values, so be it. That is a crazy statement from a person that might be the Speaker of the House. That is crazy. And to vote for a Democrat is to vote for her and her comments that are crazy. Her and Chuck Schumer are probably the worst examples of those type of politicians. So, back to my story, bombs were sent to their homes, and now the media is bashing Donald Trump for apparently inciting violence, which this is what I think is silly. I don't think people's words, I don't think people's First Amendment things can incite violence. But I don't think people should do it. I don't think people should be this uncivil in their speech. I think we should be calm and not necessarily get up in people's faces. We shouldn't get red-faced when we're talking politics. We can get a little heated, but we don't need to be trying to attack each other. Now, what I find odd about these bombs and packages that were sent is that out of the four, they're all from the same maker, is what the news reports have been saying, that all four of them never even detonated, they never even got close to their targets, and they all somehow had enough time to take pictures of the evidence. It sounds a little peculiar, and I'm not going to get into conspiratorial things. I'll let you delve into that for yourselves, but there's obviously something a little fishy with that. And to suggest that it's Donald Trump's fault for having a rally and calling himself a nationalist is completely stupid, and the media is pushing that. They are not calling out the party that is said to get up in people's faces and be violent and aggressive, yet they're going to call out Donald Trump because he said he was a nationalist. This is the kind of political scene we live in. This is the kind of globalist agenda they're pushing, and we should reject it. That's why the news cable's ratings are down. And this is why people don't trust the media. because they say one thing out their mouth that, oh, we hate Donald Trump's rhetoric, but then they're patting the left on the back for saying be uncivil and be restless. CNN was the one that banned the word mob from being used on their show to describe left-wing mobs. But you can describe right-wing mobs because they described the Charlottesville incident. It's crazy. And to support them, to support the Democrats is to support open borders, a globalist agenda that doesn't help you, and it's to support people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Two globalists who are only concerned about themselves gaining power. And that is my final point. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and bye-bye.